This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live all across the USA and around the world. And my first guest this second hour is a former FBI special agent. Paul Laterski is his name. He has written an unbelievable book about his tenure at the FBI during the reign of J. Edgar Hoover. He actually worked in Hoover's inner office. It is an unbelievable story that you will not want to miss. Then later on in the hour, John Craman will be here from NBC Sports. He is the commentator for the Mecum Automobile Auction. He's going to tell us about how that great organization works. It's really fascinating. And then we'll chat about exercise and diet with Aaron Stewart. And that's all coming up this second hour with Ron Segi Today.
Wayne Alaroot. If you missed the Energize Health event in Las Vegas, it's not too late. You can still learn and see all about the breakthrough science of inner cellular hydration, how it can help you reverse ailments and disease, lose fat fast, and look and feel better than you have in years. It's nothing short of extraordinary. Take action now. Go to EnergizedHealth.com. Click the red button and schedule your free consultation. Tell them Wayne sent you and get the War Decisive Action 40% discount. And for those of you that love a buy one, get one free, ask them to add your spouse for free. This buy one, get one offer is only good through the end of the month. Successful people take action. So get the War Decisive Action 40% discount and add the person you love for free. It will change your life forever, just like it did for me. Best of all, it's not a crazy restrictive diet or painful exercise program. We've all tried those. Don't procrastinate. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and take action now. Book your free consultation. EnergizedHealth.com.
Why do you think bank presidents and jewelry store owners trust ADT to protect their homes and businesses? Because they feel safe, and you can too. How would you like to monitor your home from fire, floods, and yes, robberies without even being there right from your smartphone? That is peace of mind. You may even save money on your homeowner's insurance just by having an ADT system installed. And there's even a money-back guarantee. How about that? We guarantee 100% satisfaction. You have nothing to risk. Why do you think people who have so much to protect trust ADT? Because it works. Call right now for a free quote. We'll even give you a free gift for calling. So pick up your phone and call Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider, now.
800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. That's 800-818-0191.
Back live with Ron Segi Today, and this book that we're going to be talking about today, I'm telling you, it is phenomenal. I couldn't put it down. I went through it like a surgical knife through butter. It's about a subject that's about a man that passed away almost 50 years ago, and that, of course, is J. Edgar Hoover, who was the director and the real brainchild of the FBI as we knew it back in that era. And one of our guests is a gentleman who has penned a book called The Director, My Years Assisting J. Edgar Hoover, FBI Special Agent Paul Laterski. Hi, Paul. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing great. I couldn't put this book down. You and I were chatting just before we went on the air because we're generally from the same area. You from Western New York area and me from Pennsylvania. Aside from the fact that we have some similar backgrounds in our early life up there in the Northeast, this book really should be a movie. I mean that. I couldn't put this thing down. I don't believe you waited this long to do it because it's fantastic. You had the, and I'm going to say honor because very few people did, you worked in J. Edgar Hoover's office for a couple of years while going to college and, you know, wanting to become a special agent. And you saw a side of Hoover that very few people saw, especially at the level in government that you were at the time.
Yeah, that's right. And I really appreciate it. I appreciate it now more than I ever did before, Ron, to be honest with you. When I was going to law school at night, working for him during the day, I think it was probably a job. It was an interesting job, but when I think back on it, it was a fascinating job.
Well, you know, you started to say in the book, you started off by saying that you didn't really have a desire to be in the FBI. You wanted to get into law enforcement. And then a young recruiter in Jamestown, or was it Dunkirk? It was one of those areas, or very close to
it. It was Jamestown. It was a resident agent in Jamestown.
And he got you, because he saw potential in you, he got you interested in doing something with the FBI, which ended up into a kind of a training session, if you will, right in the director's office. And you talk about how stiff he was from the standpoint of very little humor, demanded everything, couldn't have sweaty palms. Tell us about a little bit about that experience. And you describe it in excellent terminology in the book.
It was a situation. I was 23, 24 years old when I was working with him. He was 70 and 71. The office itself and Mr. Hoover himself, everything was formal with him, Ron. A very disciplined office. We knew the rules. All the rules were his, by the way. And he ran the entire FBI for 48 years that way. A very disciplined person. But he was a pretty nice person. He was really kind to me. A couple of times I didn't think he was, but when I reflect back, I was fortunate as to how he reacted to me. He loved the agents. He had a moral compass that a lot of people don't realize. As a matter of fact, one of the things that most people don't know is that he argued with FDR and objected to having the Japanese Americans interned during World War II. He was vetoed by FDR, but he fought to keep the Japanese Americans free as American citizens. A lot of people don't know that. They just, I read a lot of critical things about him, but there were so many good things that I appreciated and learned from. He was a complex guy, and I don't think anybody really knew him, totally. And my book is not another biography of J. Edgar Hoover. It's a memoir of how Hoover was known to me. And, and I'd like to emphasize that. It's not a biography.
Well, you mentioned about the internship of Japanese, some Italians, and I was shocked by that in the book. I thought that would be something that he would have supported, and it shocked me when I read it. But you bring in a lot of things. First of all, you weren't even an agent when you worked in the office. You were an intern, for all intents and purposes. And,
Right. I was a law school student. I was going to law school at night at the time, and I was, for all purposes, really, you're right, as an intern.
Well, what you saw, first of all, you had a great relationship with Miss Gandy, who was his right-hand person, but you got to see how he treated females, how he treated minorities, and one of the things that I thought was fascinating was his habits, a very prompt. When he left the building, though, you had to make the calls to the second, third, fourth in command, letting them know that he had left or arrived in the building, and if you didn't call him in a sequential order, which in their minds meant the most important, you were chastised for that.
It got to the point, Ron, where someone asked, one of the assistant directors, I think there were like 10 of them, and I had direct lines to every one of them, so I just pressed the buttons. He's out of the building, he's in the building, he's back in the building, he's out of the building, back and forth. And actually, the initial title of my book was He's Left the Building, because I did it so often. Anyway, there was a lot of egos. Big egos of the assistant directors, and they all, at least three or four of them, all wanted to be called first. And those are the guys that you recognize the names, like Mark Felt, who was deep throat in a Watergate thing.
I was gonna say William Sullivan fell into that category, too.
Oh, William Sullivan, Carthur Deloche. The only one that really didn't fall into that category is J.P. Moore. Because J.P. Moore was really close with Helen Gandy, Miss Gandy. Hoover had a lot of trust in J.P. Moore.
You know, you mentioned Carthen DeLoach. I have a picture of him in our studio, and the reason I have that is a few years back, my late friend Ernie Borgnine did a movie here at Universal Studios, which was based on J. Edgar Hoover's life. And Carthen was here as a production assistant, an advisor, a technical advisor, if you will, and I got to be friends with him, and he told me of his close association. He was the liaison between the FBI and LBJ at that time. He said it was like being in a boiler pit, because, boy, when Johnson called, he wanted, and Hoover, one time, got a call from the president. He was at the racetrack, and you had to tell the president of the United States, and not an easy one to talk to, that he was not available to talk to the president, and the president knew that he probably was at the racetrack.
That's, you know, that's exactly right, Ron. I'm surprised that you're aware of that. And I sat at Miss Gandy's desk on Saturdays. Not immediately. I got to... Miss Gandy and I got to be very close with each other. I was 23, 24 years old. She was 69 or 70 at the time, so there was this big gap. But still, we had a relationship that was very close. And she would come in every Saturday before Hoover left for the track, make sure she would call him at home in case there was anything he should know. And then at one point, she asked Mr. Hoover if Paul, could sit at her desk on Saturday, because she would need a little bit of a break and wanted to go just relax at a salon. And for some reason, because Hoover really guarded Helen Gandy's desk like he did his own, from all the confidentiality, and for some reason, he told her that was fine, that I'd sit at her desk. And the first warning I got was, don't call him at the track, no matter who calls, the president, the attorney general. But that was the first instruction I got working on a Saturday with her. And then when she would come in, though, at 2 o'clock, I took a brown bag, fixed sandwiches for her and I, and she'd come in and from the salon, and every Saturday she'd come in, and I would compliment her on her hairdo. And Ron, her hairdo never changed for 50 years, but she loved being complimented on the hairdo. Your point about Carthen DeLoach is absolutely right. And I have another story about Carthen DeLoach that's not in the book. And when we get together, I'll have to tell you about it.
I would love to do that. I really would. And when we come back, I want to ask you of the hatred that existed between J. Edgar Hoover and Robert F. Kennedy. And our guest is Special Agent from the FBI, retired Paul Otursky. His book is out right now, The Director, My Years Assisting J. Edgar Hoover. I want to tell you, this is a fabulous book. Take it from me. I know I'm a presidential nut, and I love this kind of stuff, but you will love it too. And Paul and I will be right back with more with Ron Segi today.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
We're back live nationwide and around the world. It's Ron Sedgy today. Very happy that our guests had the time to stay with us for another segment. He's a busy man these days because his book, The Director, My Years Assisting J. Edgar Hoover, is a selling giant. A retired FBI special agent, Paul Otursky, joins us. We mentioned going out of the last segment the hatred between J. Edgar Hoover and then Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy. Tell us about that.
It's kind of an interesting beginning to that story, Ron, because JFK, Bobby Kennedy's brother, while he was president, was hesitant to put his brother in as attorney general. He had a concern about people criticizing him for nepotism if he did that. And he talked to Hoover about it, and Hoover told him, go ahead and do it. Hoover recommended he do it, not a problem. I know Hoover regretted that. He actually approved it. But Hoover was a real good friend of Joseph Kennedy, the Kennedy boy's father. As a matter of fact, Joseph Kennedy wanted Hoover to run for president of the United States and said to him in a letter that he would be the biggest contributor to Hoover if he would run. Wow. And he said, I don't care what party you run on, Democrat or Republican. So that was the relationship Hoover had at first with the Kennedy family. To go back to your question, Bobby Kennedy was probably like, what, 34, 35
yeah.
years old as the Attorney General?
Right.
He tried to take over the FBI as the number one lawman in the country. Hoover prided himself as being the top law person in the country. And Bobby Kennedy would call special agents in charge of field offices to ask about how certain investigations are going. He did not dignify the office of the Attorney General, would upset Hoover very much. Hoover was a very formal guy.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Kennedy really bothered him. Bobby Kennedy brought this huge dog into his office. Hoover couldn't believe that. But I think the most significant part of that relationship where he did not like him is because Bobby Kennedy tried to take over the FBI as being the top guy. And Hoover always thought of himself as the top guy. A lot of people don't know that there were two people on Martin Luther King's senior advisory staff that were card-carrying communists, and they actually wrote some of Martin Luther King's speeches. And a lot of people think Hoover hated Martin Luther King and called him a racist and everything, but that wasn't true. The whole situation was they were afraid would try and convert the large following that King had and convert them into communism. And Bobby Kennedy and Jack Kennedy felt the same way. And that is why Bobby Kennedy authorized the wiretapping of Martin Luther King and the bugging of his places. A lot of people don't appreciate that or know that. Bobby Kennedy that did that. That doesn't mean that Hoover got along with Bobby. He did not.
The relationship with Clyde Tolson, I guess you can't tell the story of J. Edgar Hoover unless you include that. But there was a close kind of relationship there, and maybe you know more about it than I do. Did you see any of that type
What I saw was a close relationship, but I never, and I'm being very honest with you, I never got to know Clyde Tolson. He was kind of a strange guy from my perspective. But at the time I was there, Ron, Tolson had been suffering minor strokes, and nobody knew that. And so he became less and less effective in his position. But he was so close to Hoover for so many years as associate director and a close friend. I mean, they had lunch together, they had dinner together, they went on vacations together, and a lot of people associated that with homosexuality. And, you know, that was something that today a lot of writers, they claim he was. I never saw that. But getting back to your question about Tolson, I don't even know what his voice sounded like, Ron. I would go to take something over to his office, which was right next to Hoover's office, and his secretary, Dottie Skillman, I'd say something to her, and every once in a while, Tolson would come to her to pick up something from her desk, and I would say, "Good morning, Mr. Tolson," and he would just turn around, look at me, and walk away. Sat next to him at Hoover's funeral, and he never said a word, but I don't even know what his voice sounded like, so I can't really do a lot of comment on him. I really didn't know him that well. He was a strange guy, and what I found out at Hoover's funeral is that Miss Gandy couldn't stand Tolson. She really despised him.
Let's talk about the funeral for a second. Now, you're there with the family, basically. Now, he had some nieces and nephews. Of course, he was never married. But you were sitting between Miss Gandy, who was, as we mentioned, probably the closest female to him, and then Clyde Tolson. And you're in the middle, and you're thinking to yourself, what am I doing here? I mean, what am I doing at this position, in this pew? And the one thing that you said that was very striking to me, nobody, not even Miss Gandy or Clyde Tolson, nobody had a tear in their eye.
That's correct. You know, in the funeral, Ron, it was by invitation only. And the invitation was 1,200 people. Congressmen, senators, members of Congress, President Nixon gave the eulogy. I think there were a few people over there that were there only to find out to make sure he was really dead. Truth of the matter is, I never saw anybody with a tear. Tolson, he was really not there. His body was there, but his mind wasn't.
You asked Miss Gandy if there was anything that you can do for her. She had somewhat of a surprise answer for you, didn't she, Paul?
One of the things I asked her, I said, what are you going to do now? Here was with basically a solemn time, and she said to me, I'm going to get my Christmas cards out on time. But it was striking to me because I know she never got her Christmas cards out on time. When I got Christmas cards from her, it was always after December 25th. She did all of Hoover's cards first to make sure they got out before Christmas. To say that at a time when we're going to Hoover's funeral, that was kind of funny.
The story that I always enjoyed, and it's in the book, ladies and gentlemen, is how Richard Nixon said, I'm going to get rid of this guy. I'm going to invite him over for breakfast. I'm going to tell him he's either got to resign or he's got to retire, but I got to be very ethical and use kid gloves. And Nixon sits down at the table with him and he says, you know, Edgar, I think we need to talk about retiring. And the story is that Hoover turned to him and says, you're too young to retire, Mr. President.
Do you know, Ron, he and Nixon, I would think of all the presidents that he worked under, and he worked under eight presidents, and I think Nixon was probably the one that he had the closest relationship until the very end when he refused to do something politically that Nixon wanted him to do. But they went all the way back to the McCarthy era because Nixon fought all the communist issues and fell in line with the Hoover belief. You know, the Alger Hiss thing and et cetera, et cetera. And so they were pretty good friends. And I think of all the presidents, he was the closest to Nixon.
Although he did have a relationship with LBJ. I guess he lived across the street from LBJ.
When LBJ was the senator.
Yes, the Senate Majority Leader. Paul, it is a great book. I wish you much luck and success with it. And I look forward to your return.
I would love to, Ron.
Okay, thanks, Paul.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Retired FBI agent Paul Litersky. And there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. President Joe Biden led the kind of campaign rally that was impossible last year, speaking before nearly 3,000 people in support of a fellow Democrat, Terry McAuliffe, whose race for Virginia governor could serve as a test of Biden's own strength and coattails.
You're not going to find anyone, I mean anyone, who knows how to get more done for Virginia than Terry. That's a fact.
Several states scaled back their reporting of COVID-19 statistics this month, depriving the public of real-time information on outbreaks, cases, hospitalizations, and deaths in their communities. The shift to weekly instead of daily reporting in Florida, Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota marked a notable shift during a pandemic in which coronavirus dashboards have become a staple for Americans. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi today. Well, you know, this is an entertainment show, but our next subject, to me, is real entertainment. And I'm a car guy, as you probably know by listening to me for any length of time. I love cars, and one of the great places that I visit now twice a year here in Florida is the Meekum Auction. You don't have to be a car person to enjoy this. There is something for the entire family. And we're happy to have the commentator for Meekum Auctions for NBC Sports Network. Joining us right now is our friend John Crayman. Hi, John. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey, doing really great, Ron, and really looking forward to our second time having a Florida auction right in the middle of the summer, calling it the Orlando Summer Special.
Last August, when you were down here, you were at Kissimmee, where you have it all the time. But now you're going to be at the Orlando Orange County Convention Center, basically inside, which is great for this time of the year. But I think the show is going to be sensational. You got over 1,000 cars we're talking about.
Yeah, let me give you just a little bit of genesis of this very special event. Normally, this time of the year, we would be up in the Northeast, Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, for a big auction up there. But due to continued COVID issues, not available for 2 years in a row now, so we decided to go back to where we have the most successful auction, the greater Orlando area. In fact, our Kissimmee, Florida auction in January is the world's largest collector car auction. And obviously, your area down there just chock full of so many car enthusiasts that we decided last year, hey, let's go back to Kissimmee. Now, this year, the convention center in Orlando was made available to us. And of course, being an indoor venue with probably a little bit of heat and humidity expected down there is going to make it very comfortable for all. When we originally set it up, Ron, we set it up for 3 days and 1,000 cars. Well, a couple weeks ago, we blew past that. A decision was made. Let's add a fourth day. So Wednesday, July 28th has been added as the first day and expecting 1,200 great collector cars. And I'm talking about spanning everything from $5,000 cars to six-figure plus cars and everything in between.
And this is the reason why I love going to this auction. Aside from the fact, and I really mean this, this is a family-friendly event, ladies and gentlemen. I take my grandchildren there, and they're like 8 and 6, and they love it. They not only love the cars, they love all the accoutrements that go along with it. It's the variety of cars. I mean, you got the Hemis, you got the classics, you got everything, and every once in a while, a celebrity will stop in, like I think it was last year or the year before, Jerry Lee Lewis was there to raffle right off a white Harley that he had. You know, John, when I talk about a lot in common, I know that you got obsessed with automobiles back in the 60s and 70s, and then you joined the Meekum team back in 2006. You sold cars for a while, sold airplanes for a while. So between your love of cars and your love of airplanes, which I share with you, and the fact that you are in a classic rock band called Redline 7000, which I share with you as a singer of a tribute to Dick Clark's American Bandstand with a 15-piece orchestra, I got to tell you, you and I could spend a lot of memories together and talking about a lot of similar things.
Ron, we've both really been so lucky that we've been able to grow up in an era that was filled with so many things that brought us joy and passion early on. And over the years, over the decades, we've been able to sort of stay in that box, not living in the past, but certainly celebrating it with cars and music in particular, and the fact that they really do dovetail well together. Part of the enjoyment of life is identifying those things, of course, that you can be very passionate about. Playing vintage rock and roll and spending all my time with vintage cars makes me very happy, my friend.
Doesn't get any better.
Right.
Now, I've seen a lot of cars come across that I bought new, and what I see, what I sold them for, and what they're bringing now, it's,
right,
it's a little emotional, to say the least. My wife says, why didn't you keep them all? Well, if I kept them all, I'd have a car lot. When these cars come over the line, and they got like 100 miles on it, and they're a 1967 Mustang, you wonder what the guy or the woman was thinking when they bought the car and said, I'm not going to drive this for 50 years so that I can make a lot of money. You know, you want to get in and drive it. And a lot of the buyers are of the age where when they were younger, they couldn't afford it, and they don't care what it costs, they want that dream car.
I think you've hit the nail right on the head. We call that the nostalgia buyer, the folks that either were too young, but they remember the cars, or they simply could not afford the cars back in the day. And of course, supply and demand is what drives the prices of everything. Collecting cars is such a satisfying, enjoyable, and not probably the worst place to put some disposable income. Whether they go up or whether they go down, they will always have a value. And at some point in time, you can recover a lot of the expense. Some of our customers will even, over a period of time, will actually even make money on their cars. I never pitch or talk about collector cars from an investment standpoint. It's more of a passion. It's continuing to be more and more popular all the time, Ron, and you might find it surprising that in the past year and a half or so with this crazy pandemic, all it has done is heighten interest in collector cars and raise prices. We are setting auction record after auction record, and this has been going on for the past 1 year plus, and there's no end in sight for it. People have identified owning a collector car, finishing up a project, waxing it, sitting in it, looking at it, taking out, cruising around as a safe and enjoyable way.
I do kind of think it's an investment. I don't think you want to go into it looking like that. I have a very conservative brother who asked me why I have all these cars and there's only my wife and I. And I said, you know, if you put money in a certificate of deposit, you might get, if you're lucky, 1% interest. I buy these cars, I get to enjoy them, I get to ride in them, I get to show them off at car shows, and then when I go to sell them, I've made money on it. It's like art. You're certainly not losing unless you've done something stupid to the car that devalues it.
And that's exactly right. And that investment potential, what it's going to bring down the road, probably is not driving you to buy and own the cars, but that certainly is a big secondary benefit. Just coming to the Orlando auction itself, we've got 4 specific collections from collectors that have been collecting cars over a period of time. This is now the time to sell. And if the success that we've had at all of our auctions in the past year is any indication, this auction and the prices and the very critical sell-through rate, in other words, what percentage of cars that come to auction do we actually sell, that is our barometer. I'm going to predict it's going to be very, very strong.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right on that. I have a list of just the tip of the iceberg of the cars that will be there. Some real old classics, like a 1936 DeLahey. I'm very anxious to see the Marty Robbins 69 Dodge Daytona NASCAR, which was missing for a while. That's a great story behind that. Can't forget August 12th through the 14th for our friends out west. It's the Del Monte Golf Course, and that's a Monterey's daytime auction, and that's set for August 12th through the 14th. You have not only cars, but antique motorcycles, too, at that one.
Monterey is really our hybrid auction. It allows us to be able to participate in the world market with cars that are at the absolute highest level. In fact, out of 14 auctions that we do annually, our Monterey auction in August traditionally will have the highest per car average value. A lot of European exotics, a lot of pre-war classics, a lot of modern exotics, a lot of high-end American performance cars, race cars, the list just goes on and on. We weren't there last year due to the pandemic, but it's all the pieces are in place and pointing towards a very successful Monterey auction. As you mentioned, it's August 12th through the 14th, and of course, folks can always tune in and watch the coverage on NBCSN.
I think it's very important, don't be afraid what other people think of your taste. I have a 1975 Stutz Blackhawk. And
cool.
Jay Leno told me, why did you buy that car? And I said, you talking about all those crazy steam cars, asked me why I bought this. And then he said, you know, do you like it? And I said, yes, I like it. He said, that's all that counts. And that's really true, John.
That's exactly right. When I was a little kid, my dad sold new Pontiacs out in Los Angeles. And that really kind of got me hooked on cars at a very, very early age. And I decided I want to have a Pontiac GTO at some point. And in July of 1976, I was 19 years old. I bought a 1964 first-year Pontiac GTO. Now to the punchline, Ron. I still own that exact car today.
Oh.
I've kept it all these years.
You're my hero. Really, I'm serious. It takes a ton of discipline to do that.
And I identified at that same time, I identified over the course of my lifetime some other cars that were important to me. Always liked Corvettes, always liked Mustangs, and always liked Cadillacs. Growing up in the 60s and becoming a car nut back in 1960, that Cadillac really to me was sort of the pinnacle, the top of the line.
Right.
And I vowed that I would have at least one of each of those before my days were done. And it took me up until my mid-50s to get it, but I ended up with a Cadillac, I ended up with a Mustang, and I've actually got 3 Corvettes now in addition to the GTO. So I've been able to identify early on what I wanted to make a plan. Took some years, had to get families raised and all that stuff, and finally been able to check off those boxes. And I have to tell you, my 6 car garage is full, but I'm happy.
You and I are in the same boat. I'm happy.
Absolutely. It's not about ego, about investment, although we talked about the benefit of that down the road. It's really about part of our soul to have cars that mean a lot to us. I eat, live, and breathe cars, and I've got to have the cars around me that make me happy, whether I'm looking at them or, even better, behind the wheel. How I feel when I'm behind the wheel, well worth the cost of maintenance and insurance and license plates and all the stuff that goes with it without those cars. And a lot of car nuts feel the same way as I do, just like you do.
Oh, yeah. Now, the summer auction this week, July 28th through the 31st, at the Orlando Orange County Convention Center. It's going to be a great show. John, I've enjoyed this very much.
Well, and so did I. I am at your disposal anytime that you want. And let's definitely hang out in January when we come out for Kissimmee.
Let's do it. And there's more to come live nationwide and around the world with Ron Seggi today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow, they pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Veggie today, all across the USA and around the world. Summer is here, and let's face it, you can't do things in the summertime like you do the rest of the year. And one of those things is eating and exercising. Hence the reason why I have our next guest with us. She's going to update us on menus for summertime. She's a food entrepreneur, natural food chef, and she is the founder of Savor and Sweat. I love the name of that. Also, she has the first cooking and fitness subscription app, which is the one we just mentioned. Joining us right now is Erin Stewart. Hi, Erin. How are you? Welcome to the show.
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me today.
I love the name of that, Savor and Sweat. That is a great combination and absolutely the truth. It's not just what you eat, but how you exercise, and I'm finding that out right now because I'm trying to lose a few pounds. But why is it so important to have a change in the menu for summertime? Because the rest of the year, sometimes you're in the house and you're vegging out on potato chips and everything that probably isn't good for you. So why is this a good time to kind of restart the engine?
As a former professional dancer with food sensitivities, I learned the importance of a nutrient-dense diet at a very young age. And now as a mom of two, I'm focused on helping women to fuel their bodies for optimum performance. And that's not just physical, it's also mindfulness and being present mentally. And we're here to update your menu because summer is just the perfect time to have fresh fruits and vegetables, whether you're growing them in your backyard or you're purchasing them from your local grocery stores.
So give us an example of a good fresh vegetable and fruit. I think a lot of times people don't know what is good for them. They say, well, it's a vegetable or it's a fruit, but it may not be the best that you could have.
That's right. Well, I'm reaching right now for Valencia, California oranges. They are at their peak. They're available nationwide, and they are super juicy and delicious to, and they're a great addition to your summer meals. My kids love them. They're great as a snack, but they're also loaded with tons of nutrients to support a strong and healthy body. And honestly, they have 70% of the recommended daily value for vitamin C per orange. So they're really great for you. You can try them in a salad, like a radicchio fennel and Valencia orange salad. You can add them to glazes on anything that's coming off the grill, or make a great fizzy Valencia orange margarita. It's my way to enjoy it.
Wow, I'm going to have to take that one up a little bit. That sounds sensational. You're in my wheelhouse right now with that. I think it's important, too, to have fruits and vegetables early on in life. Not so much even from the healthy standpoint, which, of course, is the big one, but also from the standpoint that I think a lot of youngsters, when they grow up having fresh fruits and fresh vegetables, really start off a healthier life rather than some fast food restaurant someplace.
Oh, absolutely. Cook as much as you can, as often as you can, reaching for the fresh ingredients.
Now, they have these energy drinks all the time. What is a good way, if you want to call it this, like fueling up, if you will, with good energy? I mean, something that is not only good to taste, fun to eat, but also healthy and gives you energy.
Well, you know, the most important thing about exactly what you're saying is because we are always on the go, and now with summer travel at its peak, I'm always reaching for healthy snacks, healthy drinks to eat, to drink, and Premier Protein high protein shakes are my go-to right now. And they have this new flavor that's chocolate peanut butter, and it is the ideal balance of sweet and salty. And get this, they have 30 grams of protein, 160 calories, and 1 gram of sugar, antioxidants, vitamin C, and E, so much goodness for you to help support a healthy immune system. So it's a great thing to grab when you're on the go and you need a snack and just to fuel your body so you have that optimal performance that we're going for.
You mentioned the fact about being in the car, and there's, of course, a lot of people traveling these days by car, motorhome, whatever the case may be, because the airports are, you know, really tough to get through these days. So anyway, I remember as a kid when we used to travel with my parents, we would have little snacks, or we'd have carrots or celery or something, because you're in the car, you want to nibble, and you want to nibble on something good, and these energy drinks and these fruits and these vegetables are a great way to snack rather than something that's filled with all kinds of calories and things that are bad for you. Tell us about the Savor and Sweat app here.
Yeah, well, Savor and Sweat is it's my app for on-demand and live stream workouts and cooking. So you can get a ton of vegetables and vegetable-heavy recipes, exactly what we're talking about. And you can whip up delicious meals, and there's other meals that you can do as well that are seafood-heavy, like shrimp tacos with mango salsa that makes it super seasonal. And you can buy, you know, everything that you need available at your local Save-A-Lot. Go to Neighborhood Value Grocer, the ultimate destination for all seafood recipe essentials, and you can grab those recipes right off of my app, Savor and Sweat.
Erin, how did you get interested in this? Where was the turnaround or the beckoning moment?
You know, honestly, I grew up as a dancer. I was a professional dancer, and so really fueling your body is so important to move and to feel good. But growing up also with food sensitivities, I had to really get creative and find, you know, certain avenues that truly worked for me. And I ultimately came, as I got older and I have kids, now I have a family, you know, the difference in feeling your best is different when you're in your 20s, when you're in your 30s, and now I'm approaching my 40s. And it just makes a difference feeling good, feeling happy. It it really counts on the movement you're fitting in every day, the foods you're reaching for every day, and just eating and moving to feel your best.
Erin, what kind of a dancer are you?
So my fitness classes, they are dance cardio based. So dance is still in my life, without a doubt. Once you're a dancer, always a dancer. But I studied dance in college, and then in New York City, I was doing a lot of musical theater stuff. So I was in all the regional theater shows, in the audition scene. It was a ton of fun and really a really great time of my life to be in New York City, a solid decade.
So early on, you really had to have the discipline to be able to stay swell, as they say, and be able to dance and be active and be in fit and have a lot of energy.
That's right, and it's still something we're reaching for. It's a different type of energy to get through our day-to-day lives, you know?
You hit it right on the nose. When you're doing something physical, at the end of the day, you could be tired and you rest and you go back and do it physical again. When you're doing something that is mental, no matter how much rest you get, it just doesn't go away. So you are absolutely on the money on that, Erin. Where can we go again for more information on what we talked about here and to check out the app?
You can go to tipsontv.com to find everything we talked about, including some of those recipes I was mentioning. Favorandsweat.com to check out my app and see what workouts and recipes I have for you.
Erin, you're a great guest. I wish you'd come back and join us again sometime and chat about what maybe would be good for us when we move into the fall and winter season.
That sounds wonderful. I'd love to be back. It's been great chatting with you.
Nice chatting with you, and keep on dancing, okay?
Thanks so much.
Erin Stewart has been our guest. She's something. She really knows her stuff. Founder of Savor and Sweat, the first cooking and fitness subscription app. And for more information, you can also go on tipsontv.com. Well, we're going to pause for a second. There is more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rock star broadcaster?
That's right, we are. And it could be you.
It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rock star show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rock star broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
That's a wrap on Ron Segi Today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours. And our guests include singer-songwriter Tommy Rowe, from MeTV's Ben Gulli, actor and writer Peter Herman, author and former FBI agent Paul Letursky. Also want to thank from NBC and Mecum Auctions, its commentator John Crayman and Aaron Stewart. Well, we'll look for your company come next week when we're going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world. And until then, I'm Ron Segi, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.